better. This week during our big beauty celebration, our beauty experts can show you how with consultations, new ideas, and customized skincare regimens just for you. Resolve to make 2012 your most beautiful year yet, right now at Macy's Beauty Scene. That's the magic of Macy's.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on the
is 2012 a leap year?
But I'm not
afraid. I don't know.
As my granddaughter's due on February
12th. Hey, a freak show!
That means there's only 364 shopping days of Christmas. There's going to be 366 days in that year, right?
That's right.
Gold dust at my feet.
It's over. It's over. Christmas is over. You know, this is really a pretty non-productive stretch of time for businesses. You know, that whole Christmas to New Year's thing, all people are really doing is they're kind of going through the motions.
Showing up.
Yeah, they're not over Christmas yet. And then the partiers, the people who are like, all they're thinking about is, you know, we got big plans for Christmas Eve.
New Year's Eve.
I'm sorry, New Year's Eve. We had some friends call us about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, what are you doing New Year's Eve? I said, the same thing we do every year. We're going to bed at 10:30. That's what we do.
Didn't you have something last year for the first time in a while?
Oh, No. Last year, we did something we've done 3 or 4 times before, and that's go to somebody's house, and they're very nice people. I just don't like doing that. I don't like going to... Look, if I know a couple, okay, we'll hang. But then when their friends and their friends' friends come over and I don't know them, I'm not real good at...
meeting new people.
And my wife says, well, you don't make an effort to get to know about them. Yeah, you're right, I don't. My wife will ask immediately, where were you born? Oh, how old are your kids? Where do they go to school? Isn't that wonderful? Oh, yeah. No kidding. You're sitting. Nice to meet you. That's it for me. I'm done. You know, we got married. Here, I give you a great story. We get married in a fever hotter than a pepper spray.
Yeah.
And the very first company we had, we lived in a trailer. And our furniture in the living room was folding strap lawn chairs. Those plastic woven.
Oh, yeah. I love those chairs.
Folding chair. No furniture. And my wife says she wants to have another. Now that we're actually a married couple, women think, now we need to start having couples over. Why? Is that a rule or something? How about this? Let's just do it a lot and watch TV and not have anybody over. Now she's got to have these people over. I said, so who's coming over? My friend and her husband. Well, I'd met the friend. She was cute. I didn't mind looking at her all night. And I said, and I don't know if this is typical of other men. I think it might be. My first question is, what does he do? Because depending on what he does, I can pretty well decide this is going to be the night from hell, or it might be pretty interesting. You know, if she said he's on a SWAT team, hey, I'd like to hear some of his stories. So you know what she said? He's a banker. He works in the MasterCard division of some bank. My reaction was,
oh. How about those interest rates?
Yeah, what are you talking to this guy about? So they came, I'll never forget this, they came over, they're our first company as a married couple, our first company. And my wife and her friend are in the kitchen getting dip ready or whatever, you know, they do. And here's this dork sitting in there, and I walk in, and I go, so, you work for MasterCard? He said, yes. And I said, oh. I've got one of those.
Oh, hey, connect.
And that's all nice. I had to say. I don't
you were done after that?
I was done.
You ran out
what
of material?
What else am I going to say to this guy?
Did he not ask anything
no.
back?
No. Oh, no. He was everything I thought he might be. A boring dud. And I'm sure to people, I'm a boring dud. So it was
put two duds together, you get a big fat dud.
But you know what? Yeah, the whole night, all you do is keep thinking, please, time, please go by. Please come, not 11 o'clock, please get here. Somebody, please make these people tired where they say, ooh, we better be getting out of here. Please. It's just so long.
Was this a New Year's Eve?
No, it was just, look, women think they have to entertain. They don't need a holiday or an occasion. They just occasionally, and I think it's from when they're little girls and they get those little tea party cup and saucer things. They go, ooh, let's entertain.
They want to host something.
Let's host a little party. I'm having little friends over and their husbands. We don't need to do that. We don't have to do it. And then, of course, because of the odd, weird person I am, we have no friends now. So we don't have to worry because we never get invited really anywhere because they know that, you know, they don't want to be around me. And she says all the time, you're the reason we don't have any friends. And I go, yeah, you bet I am. I'm proud of it. So here we are on the 27th. And normally, in years past, I remember coming in with a whole bunch of stuff to talk about because usually, you know, something bizarre happens. I got to tell you something. I have no stories. It was just... Unless you guys do, it was just a really quiet sort
of... It was kind
of
uneventful.
It was.
Yeah.
It was nobody... Well, first of all, we didn't have... We're not these people that have 50 people at our house. It was my wife's
extended family.
It was my wife's mom, me, my wife, my son, my other son, my older son's... I better not say girlfriend. I don't want to... You know, his female friend came by, my younger son's wife, and their dog. That was it. My daughter. That was it. Just us, family. So it's comfortable because somebody can belch if they want to. If you walk out and you're still kind of in your underwear, you know, you don't know, ooh,
right.
That guy's Scramble wife under. Saw me. You don't have to worry about any of that. And I wrote down from memory everything we had to eat at home. And let me say this. Not one single thing that I'm about to mention to you was made by my wife. She didn't prepare one from scratch anything. And if she's listening, she's going to be real mad that I said that. Too bad. Here's what we had. Between my mother-in-law and what my wife warmed up from the store, we had Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
We had two different quiches. One was like a cheese and spinach.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right, Red Boy. Quiche, no thank you. And the other was bacon and cheese. I'll take that one.
Cheese.
We had cranberry sauce. Now, my wife knows that I love the canned gelled cranberry sauce.
That's right. The only kind I like.
Where you dump it out of the can and it's in the shape of the can and you slice it. So because she knows I like that, we had the other kind.
The
kind
real?
With hairs in it.
Oh.
The kind with cranberry hairs and chunks of, raisins or whatever's in it. It's horrible.
I don't like that at all.
I didn't even
taste it. I like the canned stuff. So we didn't have that because I like it. We had fried chicken fried with cornflake crumbs, which my mother-in-law does, and it's really, really good. We had a ham that my mother-in-law baked because that's pretty close to actual cooking if you have to really, you know.
Right.
Put
she didn't pass any of these recipes down to...
Oh, sure, they tried to. My mother, before she died, and my mother-in-law, they tried to pass stuff on to her. It didn't take.
She wouldn't have anything to do
we
with.
Had some beef stroganoff because my wife can cut up little pieces of beef, throw them in a crock pot, and then just walk away, and they kind of cook themselves. It's just, you know, crock pot meat, and we throw some noodles in it.
That's cooking.
We had two delicious pies. Thank goodness for the smokehouse at Annie Gunn's, or we wouldn't have had any pie. That's right. We had those... crescent or croissant rolls.
Love those.
Oh, those real soft ones.
Man.
They're like cake. We had those. We had chocolate chip cookies made from store-bought dough. She didn't even make the cookie dough. We had to get it in a tub, a tub of dough. We had Chex Mix, okay, that she does bake and pour some stuff over.
Oh, she does the Chex Mix homemade.
Whoa,
see, most
this?
People don't do that.
That's easy. Yeah.
They just buy the bag of it.
Wow.
We had, I think it's called Ambrosia.
That's, oh, yeah, Ambrosia salad.
That Jell-O whipped it's a
with marshmallows in
yeah.
it and stuff? Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Good stuff.
We had, that's it. That's pretty much, every, you know, that's what we had. So we didn't have, we had lots of little stuff. And we didn't have any fights. Nobody got mad. Nobody left. But let me just tell you this. I got a call from a friend of mine out of town. That's as close as I'm going to get to getting specific about who this is. But, and you wouldn't know him, but I'd hate for this to get back to him. But they live out of state, and he called. And I just said, so, and I shouldn't have said this, but it's an innocent question. So how was Christmas? He said, in my life, and he's about 50, the absolute worst Christmas from hell you could ever imagine. I said, what happened? He said, my wife had her sister and her brother over. Now, so picture this. It's my friend and his wife, my friend's wife's sister, and my friend's wife's brother, and the brother's wife, which would be my friend's wife's sister-in-law.
Right.
So you have two sisters and a brother and the brother's wife, and the brother and his wife's 10-year-old daughter. I said, so what the heck happened? He said, well, and I don't remember where they live, but it's not down the street. I mean, they had traveled a long way to get here for dinner. And he said, alcohol was involved. And when the sisters had had a couple of drinks, they proceeded to tell their brother and his wife that they didn't know how to raise their daughter.
Oh.
And everything they were doing wrong. And he said, at one point, it just, like somebody flipped a switch, and he gets up and goes, like 100 F words. He said, I've never heard the F word used as much as was used at our dinner table. We just had sat down, not even halfway through the dinner. He, his wife, their daughter, out the door, left, got up and left. But before they left, they made sure they effed everybody. He said it was unbelievable. So here's a hint. Don't gang up on your brother or sister and the spouse telling them how to raise their kid. It just never works. See, people, the one thing that's it's pretty much universal is people don't like to be told by other people how to raise their kids.
Well, especially on Christmas. I mean, if you really care enough,
they don't like
it
any. You know, they don't like it any.
Drop some subtle hints during the year.
Am I right? I mean, really, no matter when it is, most people don't want to hear from other people how to raise your kids.
They don't.
Because chances are their kids aren't angels or are the best behaved kids in the world. It just never works. You can't do that.
That's usually how it goes, though. When their kids aren't angels, they have to tell you how to raise your
kids. The worse their kids are, the more experts they are.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any of that drama, thank goodness. We did accidentally stumble on a movie and watched it that I forgot how funny it was, and that's Tim Allen as the Santa Claus. I forgot how funny that movie is when he gets real fat and grows a beard. That was really good. So here's what we'll do. We're going to take our first break. And I don't see any names on the...
I have a note
okay,
there.
Okay, I'll take care of this. We'll do our first break, and we come back. Please, for goodness sakes, would somebody have a really horrible Christmas story? Make it true. We need a true... Something to break us out of this sort of ho-hum, mundane...
I got a good one.
You got well, you know what? We'll take a good story, too. If somebody has a really great... One that causes women to go...
Oh, no.
You know, like they do when they see a puppy. We'll take those stories because we'd really like to hear some really good stories, too. And before we break, how about that horrible story of that young soldier who comes back from Afghanistan over the holidays? He's home for Christmas. They're having his homecoming party.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother gets into it with a guy. He intervenes. And the soldier gets shot in the neck and is paralyzed from the neck down. The guy comes back from Afghanistan, home, and at his homecoming party, He's paralyzed.
And he was involved in Afghanistan, involved in some sort of bombing.
Yeah, I think there was a suicide bomber.
Yeah, he was injured.
And he was injured, but it wasn't, you know, as serious as this.
Yeah, no.
And at his own home, sometimes life is just, you can't explain how weird it is. That just isn't right, no matter how you slice it. And I guess if there's a lesson there, it's, you know what, let them fight, don't break it up, don't intervene, just stay out of it. So that poor guy is going to be paralyzed for the rest of his life from the neck down. And the other horrible story, that family, his house burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And the was it three and kids parents. And was it both parents?
Grandparents, I guess. And, it was the lady's parents.
She lived, right?
Yes.
And her parents died and all her kids died. Unbelievable. Mm. I mean, just horrible. So, you know, if you think you had a bad Christmas, think about those people and it won't seem so bad. And then I'll share with you everything. We don't, I've said many, many years, and it's still true, we don't make a big deal out of Christmas and gifts, but we open little stuff. So I'll tell you what I got. It's, you know, not anything elaborate or outrageous, but fun stuff. So here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We will chat with you in 4 or 5 minutes. Dan, I'll put your name on the screen. Please be patient. We'll get right to you. I will tell you that Christmas morning, I haven't done this. It's kind of like what I did when I was a little kid. Remember, you wake up, and as soon as you open your eyes and you realize it's light, you break your neck to get to the tree.
In our case,
it was not downstairs. We didn't have a two-story house. But out of the bedroom, down the hall to the Christmas tree. I felt a little bit foolish, but I ran to the kitchen and opened the kitchen because that opens into the garage, thinking, wouldn't it be great if John Landoff has gone to the trouble to have a Corvette, you know, put
right.
in
there.
Delivered.
Oh.
Yes, delivered right. and overnight.
With a big bow on it.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it wasn't there. And I thought, well, I know what he's done. This is what I would expect. So to make it even more of a surprise, it's in front of the house.
Oh.
So I went to the front door, no Corvette.
Huh?
I think he's waiting a week just to throw you off.
Now, you know, that would be very clever, because when I least expect it and think, well, it's over, no Corvette, then next week.
Right, New Year.
I think you're on to it. I think you're on to
New
it.
New Year, new car.
New year, new car. Want to thank, before the year is over, on behalf of Mr. Landoff, and I'm sure he'll do this himself in a couple of days, but they had a really good year, and you can't have a good year in the car business without good customers, and you can't have a successful radio station without loyal listeners who support your advertisers. So I would love to think that without whatever the number is, without the people who have done business with Landoff as a result of this show, that they wouldn't have had nearly the successful year they've had. I'd like to think that that's a big part of it. And if that's true, then we have you to thank for that, for giving them a shot at your business. And it's interesting that the one thing I say about every business is true for almost every business. I had a great meeting this morning with John Zisser, and I said the same thing to him. We went back in the where they store the tires. I've never seen so many tires. Tires upon tires upon tires. Thousands of tires. Holy cow, they've got a lot of tires. And I looked at him and I just said, you know what? Universally, tires are tires. They're all stacked up in different places around the country. And, you know, a Delta is a Delta and a Yokohama is a Yokohama. Again, it comes down to how do you feel about the people taking care of you and putting the tires on for you? How do you feel about the service you get there? Of course, they're competitive with price. That's true of the car business, too. And Chevrolets, we can get them all kinds of places. So for those of you who have made the Chevy choice at Landoff, we hope that you will continue that tradition. For those of you who haven't, we hope that maybe this will be the year, if it's a year for you to trade cars, that you will consider Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. They have plenty to choose from, and if it's something they don't have, they'll find it. They'll get it for you. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Of course, anytime you want, you get online, Landoff.com. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, not much is really going on the highways. They have cleared that accident from 170, or the ramp from 170 onto Ladue. And then we do have a new accident. Now it's on southbound 67 at Highway CC. Everything else looking pretty good. Southbound 270, no delays. Westbound 70 looks good. Eastbound 70, maybe just a little slowdown between Salisbury and St. Louis Avenue. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevy. This holiday, Chevy's giving more. Get more savings on Chevy vehicles like the fuel-efficient EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Cruise Echo or the Traverse that seats up to 8 and the truck that gets things done, Silverado. Hurry and get the best savings of the season before January 3rd. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to win two seats to see Sunday in the Park with George with McGraw on opening day at the Repertory Theater? Simply text the word Sunday to 84126 or go to the contest tab at KTRS.com and you will be registered. The winner will be drawn Wednesday, January 4th. Opening day of Sunday in the Park with George is January 6th. Don't miss your chance to win on KTRS.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Are you tired of all the sex pills out there that just don't work? Well, now there's an amazing new formula in a pill that you've got to try for yourself. Upright XXL is the incredible all-natural male enhancement pill that works wonders to increase your thickness and strength. Upright XXL has been developed and tested to be safe and effective. And best of all, you don't need a prescription. After years of research, we found the right blend of proprietary ingredients that will give you explosive, powerful results that will last for hours. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience an increase in thickness and stamina that will blow you away. And the proof is in the pill, so don't wait. Call now to find out how to get your supply of this groundbreaking formula for free. Once you try it, we're sure you'll join our thousands of satisfied customers.
Size does matter. Test the sexual power of Upright XXL absolutely free. Call 800-208-6914. 800-208-6914. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-208-6914. That's 1-800-208-6914.
I had a laptop computer that had some problems, and I took it to one of the biggest stores in the St. Louis area, and they looked it over and said, oh, the hard drive is gone. It's going to cost you about $400 to get it fixed.
Having problems with your computer?
So I left there feeling real bad, figuring I'm going to have to buy a new computer. And on my way home on Woodson Road, I saw a sign that said Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic at 2138 Woodson Road.
I showed them and told them what my story was, and they said, leave my computer and they'd call me back. Well, surprisingly, the next day I got a call, and my computer could be fixed and back to normal for $75.
Don't give up until you call the experts at Computer Clinic. Call 314-423-8324. That's 423-8324.
And they fixed it. They also got rid of some viruses that I had, and they were the greatest people in the world.
Computer Clinic. Online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
Now, this is Joe Cordell. I'm here to talk to you about an unpleasant but an important subject, and that's the subject of divorce. If you're in a good marriage, or even a marriage that's not so good, but that can be saved, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. Now I want to speak to the guys that are still listening. Odds are you're like a lot of guys. You've worked hard to get ahead, you have a nice home, some savings, a solid retirement plan, and children that you love more than life itself. Yet despite your thoughtful game plan, you're now facing a divorce that you can't avoid. That's where we come in. Cordell & Cordell makes it its business to focus on representing men in your situation.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Northwest Ontario Fishing is the ultimate fishing vacation for St. Louis. Northwest Ontario Fishing is fun, adventure, and excitement. Northwest Ontario Fishing is priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario. Like this.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Well, I saw I tried to cry, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying.
All right, Tina's got a great good news story, but you know what? We're gonna take the phone calls first because we've got a lot of people on hold here. And Tina, just hold that thought. She also has the Wood Report. Yeah,
thank you. You can stop now because you're irritating with that singing.
So, good news story from Tina. I actually have a good news story, too. A visit from somebody I hadn't seen in years who had a great life story to share. And now your stories. We start with Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, how you doing? AM and PM.
Great, thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, this one's actually about 4 years old, because normally our holidays go pretty good. Can I go back 4 years or so?
Sure, you can do anything you want.
All right. My brother and sister-in-law are divorced, and my brother-in-law was coming in. My wife's sister was at the house, and are going to come at the house, and she's always got to make a big deal out of having the kids meet up with their dad. And, you know, can't do friendly, got to meet in a public place in a parking lot. And,
yeah, luckily that's one thing in my life I've never had to deal with is that custody crap.
The switch off.
Yeah. I was like, you know, why not make it nice as possible?
Yeah, well, that sounds good, but it doesn't work out.
So brother-in-law calls up and wishes him a Merry Christmas, and we're like, well, how far are you? He goes, well, I'm about 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, come on by. I have a cold one and wait for, you know, she's coming over here first anyway. That way you just trade off, you know, and then when you leave, you got the kids, right? Real easy, right?
Sounds good. Great. Yeah, sounds easy. Like a good plan.
Yeah. She must have noticed the car in the driveway. And then, when she saw him over there looking at the Christmas pictures that we were taking, because he's a pretty good guy. Well, the F-bomb was flying along with any other alphabetic word you can come up with, and she yelled and screamed and told, and I can't remember how it all went down. It was hilarious, and I've been trying to get her back every year. She just won't walk into it, because it's like ruined the rest of their Christmas. So that was Christmas Day, and she left with the kids and called them in a half an hour and met them in, like, Target parking lot.
What a wench.
A friend of my son was over. He just got divorced. And I said, so I understand you just got divorced. He's a young guy in his 30s. And I asked him, I said, so how are you doing? He said, well, he says, I'm doing okay. He said, it was really rough there for a while. And I said, you know what? I've never once talked to anybody who got divorced. If you say, well, how is everything? They went, oh, it's great. We had a great divorce.
Yeah.
Never. You never hear that. Oh, man, it couldn't have gone better. She's the greatest.
Yeah,
he's the greatest.
We're still friends.
I have talked to some people where we get along better now than when we're divorced.
Yeah, but that's after the drama is over.
Maybe the product of the freedom can be more exciting, but other than that.
Yeah, the rest is not fun ever for anybody. Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening, and off we go to Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, Frank, I just want to say we had a lovely Christmas day because we went to see War Horse, that wonderful new movie.
You know, my daughter saw it, and my wife and I have not seen it, and all my daughter said was, she said it was slow.
Oh, but it was sort of like Lassie Come Home,
yeah.
In that you get that wonderful feeling about human beings who care about animals and each other, and I mean, it was just a lovely story to make you feel good on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I think I like it. I think I really do.
I think it's something that you would enjoy. I also, while waiting on the phone, was interested to hear a commercial for Upright XXL. Is that
yeah, that's a new one.
That was a new one. I thought maybe you were going to recommend that your listeners send for the free samples that was offered on the commercial.
Well, that's up to them. If they want a free sample. Here's what I've learned in life, though. Nothing is really free, and any of this stuff that's free samples, good luck just having it be that simple.
Yeah.
Lots of strings attached to that, and getting off their list is never easy.
It sounds like a happy new year for some people.
It sure does, Barbara. It sure does. Barbara, I hope you have a great new year, and thanks for the War Horse recommendation.
All right.
Those poor guys that need that stuff, boy.
Now, maybe what Barbara was trying to say was that she noticed it, and maybe she was trying to say, if anybody out there wants to test this stuff out, you know,
I'm available.
Give me a call.
I wouldn't take that
you never know. I think, well, she would have come right out and said it if that were the case. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that stuff.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And the jam.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You got a really bad cell signal here. We'll struggle through it. What's up? Bad it is.
Oh,
it's gone. It's really bad. Hello, Jay.
Oh, hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jay.
It's not a spectacular story, but my cousin lives in Alabama and moved down there with his dad when his parents got divorced when he was 3 years old, and he's 36 now. Well, my aunt flew down to have Christmas with him this year instead of him coming up every other Christmas with her. So I talked to him, and I asked him how Christmas was going, and he said the best Christmas he's had because it's the first time his parents have been together for Christmas since he was 3 years old.
Wow. He's how old?
36, I think.
What got them back together after 33 years?
Well, they're not together, but they just happened to. She happened to go down there for Christmas because her daughter was out. My other cousin was out of town. That lives by her, so she left her new husband at home here in Missouri and flew down there to see the son. And his dad was there with the new mother. You know, they've been married for years and years, but. It's the first time they've been together in, I think, 30-something years for Christmas.
Do they get along together okay?
Oh, yeah, they get along. He's actually a pretty good guy. Her third husband that she's with now is also named Bill. She liked the first one so much.
She went back to Bill.
Well, it makes it easy in your sleep. Talking your sleep.
But they get along pretty good. They give each other a little peck on the cheek when the day's over and talk to each other and stuff. And
that's weird.
That's sick. All right, Jay. Happy New Year. I almost said Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to y'all. Have a safe cruise.
Okay. It's not a cruise. We get that all the time. We don't do cruises. We've only done one, but everybody does that.
Yep.
We're going on a trip, all inclusive, to the Dominican. But thank you. We'll have a great time and make you feel bad when we get back. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay. You know, I got an idea over the holidays for a retail store, and the store is just going to be called F Jewelers. And I got the idea from that. Every kiss begins with K.
Oh,
you know? every home begins with F. That's my slogan and my song for my jewelry store. Kina, tell us your good story.
Okay. Well, as you probably know, my son has been at boot camp at Camp Pendleton since beginning of October, and he graduates the end of next week. But I haven't seen him since then. But right before...
I wonder why they call it boot camp.
I don't know.
Why the boot?
But
Get handed boots probably on your first day.
They post a video of the class, the platoons that are going to be graduating. And on Christmas Day, there it was, up online. I got to finally see him with his fatigues on.
Did you cry?
No, and his cap.
Well, then you're not much of a
mother. But the funny thing was, thanks, they're all staring into the camera. The camera just pans. There's no sound or anything. It's just the camera panning across the top row, drop down the second row.
They're not allowed to wave or anything?
No,
or
I mean, these
strict.
Guys don't move a muscle. They're just staring at the camera. Well, after they pass Danny and then come back to go past him again the other way, you see his eyeballs go all the way to the left and then all the way to the right. He's the only one I saw that his eyeballs moved.
Well, he's probably going to be kicked out of the Marines.
I think he was sending like a little code. Like,
oh. They'll kick him out.
No, the eyeball
code. They'll kick him out. You'll get down there to go to graduation. They'll go, I'm sorry, he was removed from the Marines. Because
moving eyeballs.
Yeah, he busted the no eyeball moving code.
It's funny how they all have to try and look so tough, though.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh.
This was a live webcam and it just had them.
It's probably just a video.
It's a
clip.
Video.
Oh, so it's a video. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then on Christmas Day, I went over to my daughter-in-law's mom and dad's house and did shots with her mom.
Nice. What kind of shots? What were they?
Tequila.
They got flu shots together.
Her mom had never done them. You should have seen the faces she was making.
Oh, all right,
when people
party.
Say, when they say, I did shots, I'm not much of a drinker. Is that where, when you take tequila, is that when you take like a lemon and the salt and
yes.
you lick uh-huh. your hand uh-huh. and then
in a shot glass?
You bite the lemon and you, what's the order? What do you do first?
Well,
is
we had
salt
lime.
First?
She didn't have any lemon.
Okay, lime rather.
Salt, drink. Lime.
So you put salt on your hand, you lick it,
uh-huh. then, do the shot, and then
you drink the shot,
and you put the lime in your mouth.
Suck the lime. And I wonder why those things in that order.
I think
just
the salt
to cut
kind
the
of
taste.
Takes the bite a little bit out of the alcohol.
Yeah, and then the lime helps on the aftertaste.
It's like a refresher.
Okay. Right.
And the salt.
Are Jell-O shots still popular?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember one time I had a couple of those, and I thought, hey, man, this is... And you couldn't even tell.
Oh, no, yeah,
like,
they'll sneak up on you,
like
though.
Eating,
that's
Jell-O.
The problem.
Yeah. Teresa wants in here, and we want her in here. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm so happy to talk to you.
I am happier to talk to you.
And the gang.
It's Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, Teresa?
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good start.
I listen to you almost every day, and this is my first time that I called.
All right.
Welcome.
It took so long.
First one's the hardest.
What?
First one's the hardest.
Oh,
it'll be
really?
Easier next time. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have probably called, but you were talking about Christmas and about people's experience, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I don't want to put a damper on all the good things, but I just have to say I had a good Christmas, but there was an incident that happened that made my daughter and myself very sad that day. My daughter volunteers for Stray Rescue,
mm-hmm.
and we happened to be on our way to the festivities. And one of my daughter's friends called and said that the day before, she and her friend had seen a stray dog that was off the side of the road. So, anyway, we went there Sunday.
Anyway.
Oh, Sunday morning or afternoon, and here somebody, it's so sad, somebody, big tough hunter or whatever, had shot this dog and didn't kill it. It happened to be a pit bull, and it just, we were so upset. There was somebody that stopped by the side of the road. I'm from Waterloo, and this happened on one of the country roads in Waterloo. So, someone else had stopped, and so we asked this individual if he could take this dog, because he was still alive, to the emergency at the animal clinic. And, well, he couldn't do that. So he put the dog in my car, and my daughter called Dwight, that's the vet, and it just so happened he had another emergency that day. And we went there, and that bullet hit this poor dog, and this dog had to be out all night long in the cold, and he couldn't move. It paralyzed him, and it's so sad because, well, we tried to help it, but how the bullet went in, it paralyzed him.
So did they put the dog to sleep?
Yes, they're going to have to. And, oh, my gosh, I'm all cried out. Otherwise, I think I would be crying now, and my daughter's just so upset.
Well, all that means is that you're both decent human beings, and unfortunately, and you're compassionate people, and unfortunately, the world is full of evil monsters. And I'll make this very brief because I don't want to drag this whole thing down, but the worst thing I ever saw as a kid, and I'll never forget it, is in our backyard, some kids, thinking they were doing something really cool, I guess, on a day that couldn't have been more than zero, it was so cold, they threw water on a dog's face, and it froze the dog's face. The dog's head was encased in ice. I mean, it froze on the dog's face, and I just thought, how do you get a kick out of that? How do you think, hey, this is fun, unless there's something really bad wrong with you? And here's the other thing I believe. Those people that do that kind of thing, you will never fix them because there's something wrong. Your normal, anybody's normal conscience will tell you, there's an inner voice that goes, don't do this. This is wrong.
Yeah.
This is cruel. Some people don't have that.
I agree with you in so many things that you talk about on the air, and that's what these individuals who had ever thought, oh, it's really cool to take a pot shot at this poor doggy. He wasn't hurting anybody. Somebody dumped him, for one thing, and they were through with him. It looked like, because my daughter said the ears were cropped, and like the ones that fight, the people cropped their ears because, you know, for fighting reasons. And it was just very sad. And what really gets me is the people that do that don't get punished.
No, they do. We just don't know about it. They get punished somehow, some way, way down the line, maybe in another life or another life form. I really do believe you cannot go through your whole life and be a rotten scumbag and not pay for it somehow. So somehow, some way, they'll pay. We got to run, Teresa.
Okay, it was nice talking to you.
Well, it was nice talking to you, and thank you for making your first call. Make another one sometime.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
You too.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
And nothing makes me feel happier than that dog story about a dog getting shot. That was a little bit of a downer, but it upset her, and she feels good after she talked about it. And there really are people with no consciences. They just don't. They couldn't care less. I don't know. I'll never get it. There's a lot that I'll never get. I get this, though. I get that if you have the folks from Matheny out, what's the forecast? How cold is it going to get? Hey, where'd that snow come from today?
Yeah, that was...
I didn't see that coming. I looked out the window. I thought, what is this?
I said the other day, I told people the other day at Christmas, I said it's supposed to snow Monday night and
so what
Tuesday.
You're saying is you're the smartest person in the world and nobody else knew it but you.
And they were all going, no, you're crazy.
But you're better than Dave Murray and those people.
Yeah.
Wow, they said it was going to be the worst December ever.
I heard it from Dave Murray.
Well, so far they're wrong.
Yeah.
This hasn't been. Maybe it's all stacking up for January, February. I hope all of it takes place the week we're in the Dominican Republic.
And then
all the
over.
Bad stuff. Yeah. Then it's over. So here's the thing. Matheny Heating and Cooling. A couple of things I want you to know. Family business. Started in the 40s. Great family. Good, solid, honest people. Also doing a good thing through the end of the year, and that's giving $5 of every diagnostic fee for any home that they or business they go to the Dollar Help Program at Laclede Gas to help the people who can't afford the gas that they need to heat their home. So that's $5 every time they go out to diagnose a problem. That's a lot of fives. That's going to stack up to a nice hunk of change to help people pay their gas bills. And, of course, even if they didn't do that, this is still a heating and cooling company that, as a listener and somebody who's AM and the PM, we would like to think that you would at least have out one time. Because if you'll just do that, all we ask is everybody get one shot at your business. They can't keep it, then they got a problem they need to fix. But I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think this is going to be your heating and cooling company for a long time. Residential, commercial, any brand, any type, any age, you need brand new install, they'll do it. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, we have your heating and cooling company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000, Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Not much going on the highways right now. We've got the accident has been cleared now on southbound 67 at Highway CC. Also, the ramp from 170 onto Ladue, that's southbound 170, that's been cleared. Looking good on southbound 270. Looking good on westbound 70. No problems on westbound 40. And coming in downtown, no problems coming over the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Westport Merchants. Experience New Year's Eve at Westport Plaza. Enjoy fireworks, dinner, entertainment, and carriage rides, along with a special package from the Sheraton Hotels. Visit westportstl.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Retirement is something you've spent your whole life planning for. It should be a carefree time when you can do what you want, when you want. At Chesterfield Villas Retirement Community, you'll have it all, plus much, much more. At Chesterfield Villas, you'll have a beautiful apartment with weekly housekeeping and linen service. You'll have time to lounge by the indoor pool, work out in the exercise club, relax in the hot tub, or enjoy elegant dining. More activities, more friends, more fun, more of all the things you deserve, and more time to enjoy them all. A world of comfort and ease awaits you at Chesterfield Villas Retirement Community. You've planned for your retirement. Now enjoy it. Call 636-532-9296 for uniquely affordable retirement living. That's 636-532-9296. Or visit their website at delmargardens.com. At Chesterfield Villas Retirement Community, you'll have it all, plus much more.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, how are those teeth doing? You damage those teeth over the holidays. You know, some of that Christmas candy, that stuff gums up and gets down in your teeth. You can hardly get that sugar baby, sugar daddy stuff. And then you get some of the candy that people leave it outside in their garage, and it's frozen, and chocolate. It gets so hard, you bite it, and you're pretty sure you broke two teeth off when you bit down in it. Probably a little too much sweets over the holidays, but you know that's not the worst of your problems. If you haven't been to a dentist for many, many, many years, one holiday or a weekend is not going to destroy healthy teeth. It's when they're not healthy. When they haven't been taken care of. And this gum thing, I learned a long time ago, healthy gums are as important as healthy teeth. Hey, what are the teeth sitting in? Gums. It's like if you put a plant in really horrible soil, not going to do very well. So you got to have your gums healthy. Ballast Dental